Good Wednesday morning, beloved. It is great to be with you on this Wednesday morning, to be able to share my morning together with you as we start this day in God's Word. Today we are in Psalm 149, and today's psalm is a song of praise that emphasizes God's justice. It offers images of music, praise, and celebration, but also includes images of punishment. It may have been a prayer during the exile for the defeat of Israel's enemies, the deliverance of the people, and the restoration of Judah. And God's saving words for us as we continue this week are praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin reading Psalm 149, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord. Sing a new song to the Lord. Praise Him in the assembly of His faithful people. Be glad, Israel, because of your Creator. Rejoice, people of Zion, because He is your King. Praise His name with dancing. Play drums and harps in praise of Him. The Lord takes pleasure in His people. He honors the humble with victory. Let God's people rejoice in their triumph and sing joyfully all night long. Let them shout aloud as they praise God with their harp, with their sharp swords in their hands, to defeat the nations and to punish the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their leaders in chains of iron, to punish the nations as God has commanded. This is the victory of God's people. Amen. And today's key verse is found in Psalm 149, verse 1, where the psalmist writes, praise the Lord, sing a new song to the Lord, praise Him in the assembly of His faithful people. And you know, I'm seeing here as it's talking about that God's people are going to rejoice singing joyfully all night long. Let them shout aloud as they praise God with their sharp swords in their hands. And it reminds me of the picture that we see when Israel was in the process of rebuilding the temple. And God's enemies were surrounding Jerusalem, were surrounding Israel. And those that had volunteered to come back to the promised land and to do their best to restore the temple, to rebuild the walls, rebuild the temple, you know, they found themselves in a constant attitude of defense. That the enemy was all about them. And so even as they were trying to do this good thing in rebuilding the temple and rebuilding the wall, they needed to have their weapons by them at all times, because they didn't know when the enemies of the Lord were going to come in and try to upset God's work. No, beloved, it's even like that today. We can go about praising God, lifting our hands in praise, and the things that we do in our churches or in our homes, but we need to always be ready for the enemies of the gospel, for the enemies of the message of salvation, because the world doesn't like it when God's people are rejoicing. The world doesn't like it when God's people are celebrating God's faithfulness. So we must always be ready, always on our guard, never let our guard down. That old devil is out there seeking whom he can destroy. Remember, we're told that the devil has but three jobs, to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's good at doing all three. So we must always be on the guard, especially as the matriarchs and the patriarchs of our families, to be always ready to be lifting our loved ones up in prayer before God. Amen. Let's pray. Praise the Lord, Creator God. I sing to you joyfully. Make me an agent of your justice through the mighty power of your Holy Spirit, that I may be a living example of your love. Amen. And that brings our Wednesday together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Psalm 150, which is a concluding doxology. Remember, we're talking about this being just the last few chapters of Psalms. And so be with me tomorrow, and we'll have a good time in reading God's Word. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless is my prayer.